A person who did not put a full revius on his hand, which can happen, as we mentioned before, you could fill up a whole pitcher of water which has 10 revius in. Very often people just do a little bit and then they do a lot. So the first time you didn't put a first revius, there's a good chance you are not the kind of mitzvah. Because to be the kind of mitzvah in such a case is very complicated. So if you want to know what you have to do, is that according to the Machaber, he holds that Machaber is a little more lenient. He says that the complications start with two conditions. Number one is you put less than revius on your hand the first time. Number two is you're only washing up to your knuckles. Then we're concerned that some of the water is going to go onto the palm of the hand, and then that water is going to come back onto the fingers, which will pass over the tears of time there. According to the Machaber, that if you wash your entire hand, then you also solve your problem, because the only problem of tummy water is when it's in the hand. But it goes on the arm, which is past the hand, and we're not concerned that water is going past the hand is going to come back. That's according to his opinion. But the Ramah says, Yishchokim is it. They say that no, that you're always concerned that some of the water that you put the first time on your hand is going to go past your wrist, and then when you put down your hands, it's going to come back again from the top of your hands. Yeah. Mr. Bruce says that your rabbi says the ikir is like he's more machmir in the opinion. He says you have no choice, you make it. Anyway, so once again, based on what we're saying right now is, since we're saying that ikir didn't paskin, that this problem, in effect, even if we pour water on your entire hand, even if you pour water on your entire hand, you should make sure that the first time you pour, you're pouring a full revius. Full revius is not a lot of water, it's a half a cup of water. But even so, sometimes people just throw a little bit of water and then they do second time, in which case they may be making themselves problems. He put a revius on both hands simultaneously. Then, since it was one atila revius, the revius doesn't become tummy, also he dunks his hands in a mikveh, also the water is tohar, and we don't have a problem of tummy water coming back. There's a new kula. If you pour water on your hands three times, it's not a problem. And that for some reason, if you do it three times, you also don't have mayim tmeim. Like we said before, that to solve all this complication, just pour a full revius on your hand. It's important to make sure that you cover your entire hand to be used to all the shittas. Sometimes people pour water on the top and the bottom half of the hand doesn't get it at all. Sometimes even doesn't, the entire bottom of the finger doesn't get it. If you got all your fingers wet completely, then you're yoy to be dead. But if you miss part of the finger or in between the fingers, you're yoy to even be dead. Like we said, you should pour water on the entire hand, the revius the first time, and then you can pour as many times as you want afterwards. Everything's good.